You're listening to highlights from the Creative Processes interview with the Manager of Digital Media at Guggenheim Abu Dhabi, Amir Hussain. This podcast is supported by the Jan Michalski Foundation.
Guggenheim Abu Dhabi, it is a unique concept. And the idea behind the building itself, it's a dance. So if you see it from, you know, Frank Gehry doesn't like 3D models. Frank Gehry sketches by hand and then makes like folds some paper into shapes and put it next to each other. And this is what you get. And we still have the sketches. We still have the folded papers. And then how you can see in his sketches, it's a dance. It's waving. It's like you go from here to here. And this is the living building. It's a living building because it's a dance between spaces. It's a dance between blocks of spaces and shapes and cones. And you create it, and he visited during the culture summit, but from the people who met him, and actually it's available online, he went and he said the first thing when he got inside the building, he said, I can't believe you built it. It was something beautiful to hear that he managed to see it almost completed. He was visiting during one of the architecture events that we had. He never thought that it would be built. So you can imagine how fictional almost the building looks, and but fascinating that he got to see it and he was happy that it got built. And then it's an inspiring for the future architects, because the legacy is a huge factor when every project, it's the legacy for young architects and for other architects. When you see like a building as fascinating as this gets completed, it inspires hundreds of other architects who have ideas that challenges the norm, challenges what's engineeringly available. And it gives them the space and to think and dream more and to feel that it can be possible, and don't be shy, present more bold ideas that can inspire creativity, because you can't see this building and walk in without feeling like you want to be creative as well. The senses inside you that makes you creative, the chemicals inside that makes you creative, it gets triggered when you see something like this being completed. Whether you have like you're an architect, you're a product designer or an artist, just you will respect the challenge and the journey of the people who made this happen. And it will make you feel like, I want to also challenge myself, push myself a little bit more and push yourself more. Even if you arrive motivated, it will get you a notch or two up. And this is, I think, the legacy of it. And the design itself, it's, as I told you, it's a dance, and it's from inside. It is designed that you can go from a space to another, and then the curators will be discussing this again soon and explaining the narrative behind it. Well, especially in Abu Dhabi, in the Saadiyat, it's just not one museum, so we're part of a family of other venues. So you have the Louvre, Zayed National Museum is opening very soon, and the Natural History will be opening also after that. And you have the Abrahamic Family House. So when I arrived to Abu Dhabi, it was the first place that I visited was the Saadiyat Cultural District. And as someone, even without starting the first day of my job, I went there. And the journey to arrive with a mental state, with a kind of a sort of an energy, and you leave with an energy. And what happens in between is your experience, what you went through, whether it's ups and downs, whether it's happiness, memories you go through. You blend what you see with your lifeline, with life stories, with memories. And all this happens, and it's curated carefully, and people building it try as much as they can to deliver the storyline that they want to have, but the personal experience plays a huge factor in what mental stage you're coming with, what's your life was like, what have you seen recently, what's in your mind, who are you in love with. And the beauty of the place is, like, if you see it in order, it changes how you feel a lot. So I went several times and I tried to change, like, I must start from here and go there and then there. And this is the experience, what the art is when you see, because it's in the Abrahamic Family House. It's a mosque, it's a synagogue, it's a church. You see something inside, and there is the unity wall where it have, you write messages, and people from all over the world, from different backgrounds, from different beliefs, they leave like a heart-shaped note, and you write and you start to reading them. Some of them are not in a language that I understand, but you can see like how people, like, it's a canvas of unity. And it made me feel hopeful. It was not art created by an artist. It was a collective collage of people. They just shared this, and it made me feel hopeful. And then I moved to read about what's happening and what's inside. And then you go to the Louvre, and the Louvre is really interesting in Abu Dhabi, especially with the exhibitions that they do. Now they have the Mamluk, which is really amazing, about the era of the Mamluks during the Islamic time of the region. And from a space to space, you see how it's curated and it fills you and it changes you how you feel about a certain time in history. You will understand what I mean, because it's really, it's unique because you, it's a loop. You don't enter rooms. It's just, you have to follow a pathway. And at the end of the day, that was my first day. I came to Abu Dhabi after coming from a new sector. It's a new challenge. I love to be in a project delivery phase. I love to be driven by a sense of achievement at the end. So that's why I came. But then, of course, you're coming from a new sector and I'm feeling anxious a little bit, but hopeful. So I'm arriving with all these feelings to this place and I leave peace and confidence. And I want to start. I want to be part of the project. I want to make it shape my identity, to have an impact on me. And this is what I see, that I arrived with an energy and I left with an energy. What happened between is the impact of art on me. And it happened through an experience of venues, three different venues. I hope we can deliver the same. We can be part of the same experience where people can arrive and leave with something that comfort them or make them feel hopeful. And it's something that can shape them, or even it doesn't have to be measured, or it doesn't have to be like positive and happy, but it can be inspiring them to think more about certain things. I feel like this is, it might sound like I'm very pragmatic and practical, but I feel this is where I stand at the moment, because that was my very closest experience that I felt, you know, the impact just arriving to me right away and shaping my perspective right away. And I feel like it's still affecting me. I'm very touched by it now. And I feel like this can be something that I hope when people see it, especially when in Guggenheim, where what you're going to see is going to be so inspiring. So you will be inspired by a lot. And I have a huge, amazing team of curators who are shaping the journey inside. And it's going to be something for everyone, that they will be arriving and leaving with thought-provoking experiences, new knowledge, learning. And this is what I hope that they leave with. As you said, it's 100% correct. It's owned by the government there. The collection is owned by Bilbao. In our case, it's owned by Abu Dhabi. They own the collection. And then we are team. I'm from team Guggenheim, New York. And we have the team here in Abu Dhabi from amazing talents that they have in the Department of Culture and Tourism. And we work with each other every day. It is, as you said, it is Guggenheim Abu Dhabi. It is a unique concept. And it is being developed every day. We have harmony in the teams every day. And we lead to certain things because we navigate unknowns, like in my field of work. It's like an AI or a Gen AI, how it can be implemented. There is no Guggenheim book. There is no Louvre book. Have certain technologies utilized in when you open a new museum. So it is something that we move forward together with. We learn together about it. And we speak together about how it can be used, and then we move it forward. We have the curatorial experience of Guggenheim, where our team, it comes and they present hundreds of years of curatorial studies and research. And then this is where the team from New York here all the time supporting and help with the research. However, certain new fields, we explore it together. There is no guidebook for how to use AI museums. We are building it together. It's happening while we're speaking. And then tomorrow we will be discussing a new initiative that's going to show up. And then next week, by the time I see you again in Paris, there will be hundreds of new ideas that people are approaching us. They want us to present it in the museum. And we will have to see if this is the brand, this is the Guggenheim Abu Dhabi that we want to build or not. It's a really, really interesting question. I never expected it, and I have to think a little bit about it. But as I told you, I've always wanted to live in the intersecting lines between different sectors and fields of life. I've always wanted to live many lives, and this is when you switch from a sector to another. It's almost like you're jumping from one life to another, or from a sports. I'm surrounding by people who are in sports. I'm covering sports. I've covered the Olympics, and the people in sports, they have certain kind of the behavior. They are always motivated. They're always charged. They have the full power and energy to move forward. They speak in a similar way. And then you move to a certain creative field, like with the artist and the culture sector, and you see that people are kind of similar in a certain way. However, there is an intersection happen. And it reminds me of a French, amazing person, his name is Paul Ricard. People would know him. They would know that the racing circuit is named after him. He's the architect of the circuit. And he is someone who also lived many lives. He was an entrepreneur. He was an innovator. He was an artist. He was an athlete. He's a multidisciplinary person. And he is someone that I read about a long time ago and inspired me with his story. And then again, when I met Pierre Rabadan, he is someone also that inspired me. And as I told you, like, I got my first invitation to interview for the job one evening after meeting Pierre. And I went through the interviews not knowing where this is taking me. In Paris, it shaped me, like the amazing people I met in France. You don't meet people who changed careers anymore. Maybe it's something in the past you can see, like you go to on a Wikipedia of someone and you can see that he was doctor and became an engineer and became an innovator and invented something. That doesn't happen anymore. But then you go through Paul Ricard, you will not believe what you're going to read. He has done everything. And then Pierre was someone who was very influential on me because he is also like, I sit down with him and he introduced me to a cheesemonger. And he says, this is the best cheesemonger in the world. And he said, like, he talks about cheese. It's like, when did you find the time to build the Olympics and follow up on this and know about cheese while you are an athlete, while you are a deputy of mayor of the most influential city in the world? It makes me feel like I want to have this kind of life where you get inspired every day. Since the day I joined, I get inspired every day by a new thing that I see, by a new person that I meet. And this is the most fulfilling I ever feel when I met someone who inspired me. And then I feel fulfilled about my day. I feel satisfied about my day. And the same was during sports. You travel everywhere and you meet athletes from all over the world and you can see how they approach life differently, how they get charged, because athletes are much more on the edge a little bit. And then it shapes me to like to explore things in me. Like, I love football. I'm bad at football. I wish I was good, but I stopped, like said, like, this is not for me. I have to find something that I like. And then I discovered when I meet artists now in culture, I see sports differently. And then when I meet people who have been working with artists, I see art differently. When I hang out with the curators here, they make me see things I don't see every day. I've never thought about like noticing and exploring. The philosophy of people are different, whether they are having the same job or not, whether they are from different countries. I work now with a very international team that people from all over the world, we're sitting in the same place. I think we have like 50 nationalities in this museum. I've never worked in such an environment, and it's inspiring. You talk to a certain person from a certain country, you get inspired. And it's, as I told you, it's the most important thing for me is to be fulfilled. And I think I find fulfillment in learning something new every day and being inspired by something new every day. This is why fulfillment means to me. Of course, it doesn't have to be the same for everyone. People can be fulfilled by charity. People can feel fulfilled by teaching kids and being a teacher. Everyone, I think, choose what makes them fulfilled as long as it's noble and this thing is good. You can shape it as much as you want. If you have to choose one person from the past, I would choose Pierre Rabadan.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to these highlights. To listen to the latest episodes or learn more about participating in exhibitions or interviews, click on subscribe. Thank you for listening.